Scripture reading. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 27a. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Devotional. The key to loving people, especially in difficult times, requires a deep revelation and experience of the love of God in our own lives. Jeremiah, the author of Lamentations, knew this, so must we. One of the most powerful writers in church history to expound on this love of God was a once obscure woman named Julian. Julian of Norwich, 1342 to 1416, lived in England during a time of enormous political, social, and economic upheaval. She saw the beginning of the Hundred Years' War between England and France. She lived through the bubonic plague, which killed more than a third of Europe's population, and she saw a church divided and in moral compromise with government rulers. Julian chose to live as an anchoress, withdrawing from society to live in a small room attached to a church in the heart of Norwich. Once she entered her cell, she never returned to the outside world. While the physical realities of her living quarters were painfully cramped, the inner realities of her soul were expansive and filled with transcendent experiences with God. At about the age of 30, Julian received 16 showings or visions of God's love, which she meditated on for 20 years before writing them in her book, The Revelations of Divine Love. God showed her that his love and his divine will are at work in all things. She wrote, "All will be well, and all will be well, and every kind of thing will be well. I saw hidden in God an exalted and wonderful mystery, which he will make plain and we shall know in heaven. In this knowledge we shall truly see the cause why he allowed sin to come, and in this sight we shall rejoice forever." Another understanding is this, that there are many deeds so evilly done and lead to such great harms that it seems to us impossible that any good result could ever come of them, such as the angels who fell out of heaven because of pride, and many who live unchristian lives and so die out of God's love. And all this being so, it seemed to me that it was impossible that every kind of thing should be well, as our Lord revealed at this time. And to this I had no other answer as a revelation from our Lord except this: what is impossible to you is not impossible to me. I shall preserve my world in everything, and I shall make everything well. Loving people in the name of Jesus is slow, hard work. At times, fruit emerges slowly, very slowly. But the love of God, who promises us all will be well, offers us power, sustenance, and the long-term perspective we need to remain faithful. Question to consider. God said to Julian, "All will be well, and all will be well, and every kind of thing will be well." In what relationship or circumstance in your own life do you most need to receive this promise from God? Prayer. Father, from the beginning of time, you have not stopped pouring out your love to the world, and you continue to saturate each of us in your love each day. Help me to deeply receive your love today and to trust that you will make all things well in this world and in the world to come. Help me to be an extension of your love to those around me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.